First Chronicles chapter 13. David consulted with the commanders of the thousands and of the hundreds, with every leader. David said to the whole assembly of Israel, If it seems good to you, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send abroad to our kindred who remain in all the land of Israel, including the priests and Levites in the cities that have pasture lands, that they may come together to us. Then let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we did not turn to it in the days of Saul. The whole assembly agreed to do so, for the thing pleased all the people. So David assembled all Israel from the Shihor of Egypt to Libo Hamath to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. And David and all Israel went up to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath Jearim, which belongs to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, the Lord, who is enthroned on the cherubim, which is called by his name. They carried the ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio were driving the cart. David and all Israel were dancing before God with all their might, with song and lyres and harps and tambourines and cymbals and trumpets. When they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen shook it. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. He struck him down because he put out his hand to the ark, and he died there before God. David was angry because the Lord had burst out against Uzzah, so that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of God that day. He said, How can I bring the ark of God into my care? So David did not take the ark into his care into the city of David. He took it instead to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of God remained with the house of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that he had. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. King Hiram of Tyre sent messengers to David, along with cedar logs and masons and carpenters, to build a house for him. David then perceived that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that his kingdom was highly exalted for the sake of his people Israel. David took more wives in Jerusalem, and David became the father of more sons and daughters. These are the names of the children whom he had in Jerusalem: Shammuah, Shobab, and Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, and Elpelet, Noga, Nepheg, and Japhiah, Elishama, Beelida, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up in search of David, and David heard of it and went out against them. Now the Philistines had come and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. David inquired of God, Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand? The Lord said to him, Go up, and I will give them into your hand. So he went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. David said, God has burst out against my enemies by my hand like a bursting flood. Therefore that place is called Baal Perazim. They abandoned their gods there, and at David's command they were burned. Once again the Philistines made a raid in the valley. When David again inquired of God, God said to him, You shall not go up after them. Go around and come on them opposite the balsam trees. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then go out to battle, for God has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines. David did as God had commanded him, and they struck down the Philistine army from Gibeon to Gezer. The fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him on all nations. 1 Chronicles chapter 15. David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David commanded that no one but the Levites were to carry the ark of God, for the Lord had chosen them to carry the ark of the Lord and to minister to him forever. David assembled all Israel in Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. Then David gathered together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, with 120 of his kindred, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, with 220 of his kindred, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, with 130 of his kindred, of the sons of Elisaphan, Shemaiah the chief, with 200 of his kindred, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, with 80 of his kindred, of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief, with 112 of his kindred. David summoned the priests Zadok and Abiathar, and the Levites Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. He said to them, "You are the heads of families of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your kindred, so that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it the first time, the Lord our God burst out against us, because we did not give it proper care." So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. David also commanded the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their kindred as the singers to play on musical instruments, on harps and lyres and cymbals, to raise loud sounds of joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, son of Joel, and of his kindred Asaph, son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari, their kindred, Ethan, son of Cushaiah, and with them their kindred of the second order, Zechariah, Jehaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, and Michniah, and the gatekeepers Odom, Edom, and Jael. The singers Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were to sound bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were to play harps according to Alamoth. But Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Michniah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah were to lead with lyres according to the Sheminith. Kenaniah, leader of the Levites in music, was to direct the music, for he understood it. Berechiah and Elkanah were to be gatekeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nathanael, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar, the priests, were to blow the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah also were to be gatekeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the commanders of the thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing. And because God helped the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as also were all the Levites who were carrying the ark, and the singers, and Kenaniah, the leader of the music of the singers, and David wore a linen ephod. So all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, to the sound of the horn, trumpets, and cymbals, and made loud music on harps and lyres. As the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, looked out of the window, and saw King David leaping and dancing, and she despised him in her heart.